Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Mary Brotherton with Be Unique Magazine. I'm here with a lady that I first met, and I called her Gabby. She told me that was her name, and she fits that bill really, really well. When I first met her, Gabby was her name, and that's all I knew for a couple of months. And then I found out her name is Brenda Palmer. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. She travels all over the country, emceeing parties, events, and celebrations. And she was one of the honored guests at Walter C. Lane's Florida Steppers International All-White Extravaganza when we met. And, of course, because we were there working as photographers, we didn't want to dress in all white. So I was dressed in all black. So I stood out in the crowd for sure, and it seemed like every time Brenda walked by, my butt was in the air. I was bending over, fixing the red carpet, picking up something that somebody had dropped, and, you know, she had a nice target. So welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. You can call me Margaret tonight. You know, I might be Margaret tonight.
Oh, I think I want to call you Mama Holy Bell.
Oh, Holy Bell. Mama Holy Bell, that's me. Ho, 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 ho.
Why don't you tell people why you are Mama Holy Bell?
That's my name right there. Mama Holy Bell is something else, baby.
Well, tell us how you got that name.
Well, I wanted to be a holy person. And I thought that Holy Bell would be good because I come from Chicago, and we used to say, pimps up, hoes down, and I didn't want to be there. So I started saying, I'm going to be Mama Holy Bell. And then I put the ho, ho, ho on there, and everything will be all right. So that's how Mama Holy Bell came, because I knew I would be in churches, and I wanted to be holy. Holy,
yes.
Holy, holy.
Holy moly. Brenda's
yeah, holy.
In the house. Brenda,
like
Mama, Mo,
Larry, and Curly.
We're going to just call you what, you know, I have three sons, and the two biggest ones are the two oldest ones, and they always used to tell us, it doesn't matter, you can call me Richard, you can call me Matt, you can call me Stuart, just call me in time for dinner.
So you got to call me. As long as you call me, my mama say, is when they stop calling, that's when you worry.
That's right. That's exactly
ain't
right.
Say, mama.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
When they stop calling, that's when you got a problem.
And when they stop talking about you, because as long as they're talking about you, you know you got it going on.
Good or bad, especially bad.
Good or bad. But when they stop talking to you, you know something is happening.
Hey, that's like with my first husband, you know.
Your first husband,
quit,
hell, how many times you was married?
I'm on number two.
Okay, well, I'm on number four.
Really? You sound like my son.
I done married Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Mo.
Well, no, I just had two, and the first one, there was a point where I didn't like him. I certainly didn't love him. And I didn't hate him. I just didn't anything him. You know, I didn't care. And when I quit being angry at him, I realized, oh, I don't care. I'm indifferent. So that was when I moved on. That's when I knew it was time to move on. And it's the same way with fans, you know, fans or family or, you know, whatever. You, if they stop talking to you or stop talking about you, then you know you got a problem.
That's right.
That's
let them have the problem
right.
then. Let them have the problem. It's better to have a problem than don't have a problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd rather have a couple of people who don't like me than having nobody who cares.
But you know what? That's the best thing about it, to have people that don't like you. I love it. I love people that don't like me because whenever time they see me, I give them love. Hey, girl, how you doing? Ooh, how you doing? And they can't stand it. I know they don't like me, so I just... It makes my day. I'm like, I love you, baby. I love you, love you, love you.
Oh, now you got me worried because that's how you treated me the first time I met you.
Yeah, so but you didn't know me, so you couldn't like me. You had to like me. So you didn't know nothing about me like that. So I'm talking about
every time you come rub up on my butt, I figured you liked something.
Well, I ain't like your butt, but she had a big black butt, y'all. She's a nice white lady, and I love her to death. But when she bent over, I'm like, wow, that's a sister's butt right there. And we was friends ever since then, because I had to give her a little pat. She said, ooh, Lord,
a little love tap.
A little love tap.
That was our connection
from point one.
Yeah, because I didn't stand up and look in your face with one of them white woman face and go, oh, how dare you? I just like, you want more?
What's up? What's up, sis?
Oh, mercy. So you have a couple stories I want to hear about. I want to know about the bad macaroni at funerals.
Oh, bad macaroni at the church?
Yes.
Well, you know, you be at church and they be putting the food out and laying the food out. Everybody bringing macaroni to the church. They got about four different pans. And then one day they mix all the macaroni together. This is one.
Oh, no, no, no.
They mix all the macaroni. I said, where my macaroni at? Well, we put all the macaroni in the same pot. Don't do that. Everybody don't cook the same. Don't mix my macaroni with Mary Jane and Sue macaroni. Then they had Miss Johnson macaroni, and she had some roaches in there, and they served that first, and then they served the ushers and the good people the good macaroni in the back.
Kitchen helps got to keep the strength up.
You keep it what?
I said the kitchen help got to keep their strength up.
Yeah, the kitchen help. Oh, the kitchen help eat all the best food. They put the bad food out first, and the kitchen help take all the plates home.
Hey, many years ago, I was working with my kids' school. They were having like a cakewalk, and so there was one woman. She worked in the lunchroom, and she decided she was going to take over slicing the cake. And some people brought like cupcakes, other people brought cookies, and then a few people didn't follow the rules, and they brought whole cakes. And so she was slicing up the cakes. And she saw the name on one cake. She goes, oh, wait, we're not slicing this one up. We're going to put this one out in the cakewalk because somebody else is going to take it home. And so I just looked at her. I said, why is that? She said, because you see the name on this cake? I know for a fact.
What's the name that?
Oh, I don't know what the name was. It was like, that was 1,000 years ago. But she was like, this woman, she licks the spoon to taste the cake, and then she puts it right back in to mix it some more. And then she keeps on doing it till you got half a cake. You see how little this cake is? She done ate half the batter, and she keeps stirring with the same licking spoon. She said, we are not having nobody taking slices of this. We giving this away to some unknown
person. Licking it and coughing and everything else.
Probably sneezing all over it. People are rude, and they've been this way from the beginning of time. People don't know what good manners are.
No, they don't.
But that's all right. You and I do.
Yeah, I know what good manners is. My mama taught me well. Didn't your mama?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. My mama's in the background over here.
I bet you if you didn't have your good manners on, your mama would show you where to find them.
Yes, she would, wouldn't you, mama?
Yes, I would.
Would you look at me, mama?
Grab a wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon.
That's how, I wasn't raised with just a
my
wooden
mama
spoon.
Used to hit the broom handle and she throw a tomato at us and it hit the wall. And if it didn't hit you and it hit the wall, we was going to get in some trouble.
Whatever she had on hand is what my mama threw across the room or
my mama used
us
to whoop me with extension cords. She whooped me with extension cords and my brother didn't, he got whoopings with extension, but I had to wear the dress so you could see my webs at school.
Uh-huh.
And he had to take the switch off and braid the switch and get whoopings. I got bunch of whoopings.
You were talking
about. But I'm glad I got whoopings because it helped me out.
It made you who you are.
Yes, it did.
And let me tell you, you were talking about my big booty earlier. That thing caused me a lot of trouble when I was growing up because there were three of us that grew up. Well, there were eight altogether, but there were three of us that grew up like stair steps, boom, boom, boom. And wherever one got in trouble, we all three got in trouble. And one time, my older brother and me and my younger sister got in trouble together, and my mom laid us down on the bed face down. She grabbed that switch, and she started wailing on us. And because my big butt was up in the air, guess who got the worst of the whipping?
You did, because your butt was big.
She didn't go one, you know, here's one for you, here's one for you, here's one for you. She got all three of us at once. Well, the two on the side were skinny. They didn't get as much of a whipping as I did.
Well, if I had a big butt like you, I wouldn't be getting in no trouble then if I knew I was going to get the most. You should have learned from that first whooping.
It did not take me long to learn that if I had a book in my hand, I couldn't get in trouble because I'm reading.
Let me tell you about my cousins and when we was growing up. We had kissing cousins. And it was me, Renee, Dinky, and Michael. So we was playing kissing, and you know, as kids, you know, we get in the bed and hug and kiss. So Renee and Michael got caught, and me and Dinky was next. I was under the bed, and Dinky was in the closet, and Chuck came in, and Chuck said, "Oh no, we're not gonna have no kissing cousins here. We're not gonna do that." He took them and whooped them. He whooped them good, and then made them get in the tub. And me and Dinky peeped our head out. We ain't looked at each other no more. Because he said, there's not going to be no kissing up in here. We never looked at each other after that. He wouldn't handle that. Ain't no kissing cousins coming up in here. Y'all ain't going to make no funny-looking baby. We were still young, though.
Yeah.
No kissing cousins.
No, sir.
You kiss your cousin, you kiss him on his hand. You won't be kissing him when kissing him.
Kiss him on top of his head and then kick him in the butt as he runs away.
Kiss him somewhere, but you ain't gonna have no kissing cousin. He whooped him real good. We ain't looking at each other no more.
That's how you learn the lesson.
Renee and Michael get along now because they loved each other. But they could never be lovers because they was cousins.
That's right. You got to learn that there are rules and boundaries, and they are there for a reason. And a lot of people don't think that they need those boundaries. But that's okay. I'm going to take a little break. And when I come back, I want to talk to you about when your daddy died.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay, I can do that.
We'll be right back.
Right back, you guys.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's BUNEKE. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
If any of you want to just
welcome back.
I am on the radio. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, you running all over me, but that's all right, darling. I'm here with Brenda Palmer, and we are calling her Gabby. We're calling her Mama Holy Bell. We're calling her all kinds of things, but we are not calling her a kissing cousin. And I want everybody to know that if you want to call in and talk to her, you can dial 516-418-5651. And while we're waiting to see if anybody wants to talk to Gabby, we're going to find out what happened at her daddy's funeral. So go ahead.
Call in.
Tell us.
So you can be live with me. So you ready for the funeral?
I am ready to hear what happened at your father's funeral.
Well, at my daddy's funeral, the church was full, and we all were sitting there, and my daddy was a comedian, too. He'd see somebody standing at the bus stop, and they looked like they had a sad day. He would just roll the window down and say, "Hey, you sweet thing, you sweet old coochie." And the lady at the bus stop would just go, he'd run after the car, "You want my number?" Make a long story short, so I knew at the funeral that it was going to be a happy funeral. So in the meanwhile, the soloist got up there and was singing. And she was singing, "Father, I stretch my hands out to thee. Oh, Father, Father." My brother reached over and said, "Daddy, don't suck her."
She started
hollering. She was singing a solo, but she was dragging along with it. My brother reached over and said, Daddy, don't suck her." So that made the funeral go good, because then he told the next person and I told somebody, and so we end up, every place was laughing because she got stuck on that one note. She kept, like something got up under her dress. So we laughed on the way out the funeral with that. That made us laugh, and we just cracked up at the lady. She sung that whole note like she knew what she was, like she was an artist, but she wasn't hitting it. She hit that note, that high note. So it was pretty good.
That's funny. So what happened in the church? When did you start laughing? And
we started laughing. All of us were laughing, cracking up. We were cracking up.
And that's the way to have a nice funeral. When people are there laughing.
It wasn't sad. It was a happy funeral. It was happy.
So it wasn't one of those holy rollers where people were falling down in the aisle screaming, "Lord Jesus, don't take him away."
Oh, I wish it had been, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. His wife, it wasn't like that. But
I've been to a few funerals where people are like that. You know, they're like, "Oh, Jesus, oh, my God, I'm going to miss you so much. Daddy, don't go." And people are like, "He's dead. You can't, what do you want him to do, come back to life?" But
the minute
that the music changes or they stop the viewing procession, where's the tears?
And right. That's just like you at church and you shouting. They said, leave her alone. As soon as the music stops, she'll sit down. The nurse will
The spirit done left her. Maybe the spirit follows the music cues.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Holy Spirit says, "Hey, wait a minute. We're not gonna disrupt the timing of this thing here. We're just gonna the Holy Spirit's gonna come into her right now, let her do her thing, and when it's all over, okay, we're done. Brush your hands off, move along. Nothing to see here.
All right, move right along, Mary. Y'all call
me
now. Call me. There the number is. Call me and talk to me. Let's talk some
Give
trash.
Give us a call, 516-418-5651. And while we're waiting to see if anybody wants to step up and give us a quick call, I want to ask you a question. I know that I met you at the Florida Steppers Extravaganza. Do you step dance?
Beg your pardon?
Do you do Chicago step?
Oh, of course. I'm from Chicago. I'm originally from Chicago, by the way, at Detroit, or flipping around.
Okay.
Yeah. I just moved to Atlanta when my son got killed. I moved down here. But other than that, I'm a straight up northern girl.
Okay.
Straight up northern girl.
So you were there were you doing comedy that night or were you emceeing?
I was just there taking the pictures and going live with Walter and them and went down there for his set down there.
Okay.
I was down there going live on Facebook, you know, to show where we were at, and I come with a group down there. And
Fair
we had
enough.
A good time at the Steppers Alagaza.
Yeah, that was a really nice night, I thought. Everybody
yes,
there. I might have had three women that were rude. The men were nice. The men liked me. I guess it was
a big booty. Of course, look at that butt.
Between the butt and the hair, you know.
Oh, the hair, that's right. You did have different color hair. You did have different color hair.
Yeah, I think it was blue at the time. It's more green now. But, you know, most everybody was so nice and just very kind and loving and considerate. But there were a few women, and they know who they are. They didn't want to be bothered because we were taking pictures of everybody and we were doing video of the event. And we got in their way. You know, we were trying to take pictures. You got to step out. You got to be moving around a little bit. They didn't like that. And I told Walter, I said, Walter, I think some of your guests are a little upset with us for being here. He said, that's their problem.
Yeah, he was. I'll leave that one alone. But, you know.
Yeah, your best bet, yeah. But
yeah,
it was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
Real
I enjoyed myself.
Night.
I enjoyed myself really much.
Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say, you go.
Well, you travel all over the country.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is it that you do when you're traveling?
I do comedy. I stand up and do comedy. I MC your events and your parties. I make people laugh. I'm a pantomime artist, too, with Natalie Cole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I lip sing a lot. I can't do the karaoke. I'm a lip singer all the way from Chicago.
Okay.
Natalie Cole, Catching Hell, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross, you name it. I can
do
Aretha?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, I did Aretha last at the Black Heritage Ball in Marietta. I mean, downtown Atlanta. I did that.
Okay. When I got my divorce, Aretha Franklin.
The Cleanup Woman by Betty Wright. That's what my Evanston people know me by, the Evanston, the Cleanup Woman. I've did shows down here in Sweetwater, Tennessee for a couple of years with my mom and them. They had me to come down here. I did a couple of shows in Detroit and a little bit of everywhere.
If somebody wants to hire you, how do they reach you? How do they find you?
They can find me, like, call me. Here's my number and a dime.
Give me your number.
My number is 770-895-4123. Or you can go on my Facebook or Instagram at BrendaPalmer2323@gmail.com.
I'm going to put that on my website here. So that people can hire you.
That'll work for me.
Yeah, man. We're going to make it. We're going to get you some business.
Yes, ma'am. I would love that.
Because I want everybody to meet you and love you as much as I do. Because when my phone rings and I look down and I see Brenda Palmer, and my heart just goes, get ready to laugh, because it's coming.
And, you know, my people in Evanston, they love me. I got a lot of support up north. a lot of them might not be on Facebook tonight. They're not doing nothing. So I was going live. I'm gonna cut it off.
Okay. They're not paying attention to you, huh?
Yeah, they usually come in and say something. Oh, there go Kathy Jones and Diane. Hey, Diane, y'all can call me. Call me. So you can be on the radio and ask me some questions about y'all growing up in Evanston.
Yeah, call 516-418-5651 to talk to Brenda Palmer live on Be
y'all
Unique
Radio.
Y'all
know what HR was. Y'all know I was in that special ed class. Y'all know that now.
Brenda, you rode the short bus?
Yeah, I sure did. I went to Kingsley, and my teacher was named Miss Wimberly, and my mama had to come get me. When she came get me, I was standing up in the corner upside down, and the teacher looked at her and said, come get her. I can't do nothing with her. So then they took me over to noise school, and when I went to noise school, it was about 8 of us in one class. And I said, hell, these kids act like me. I felt right at home. We all was, whoa! Got our mouth washed out with soap.
Oh,
and we had
my
a bus
God,
driver
yes.
named Mr. McKinley, Sam. He didn't take no mess from us. He said, yo, you little half a kid's going to sit out. Sam didn't play it on that big bus we used to ride. He kept us in check. Nowadays, you can't do that with the kids. You can't do it. Hey, Darcel, you can call me. You know, I used to be my idol roller skating. And when I got to high school, they had a special ed. From Noise, we went to Haven.
Uh-huh.
And from Haven, we went to high school. We went to high school. We thought we were, you know, okay. But they still put us in one little room. So I was late every day going in that room once I found out it was special ed.
You put the special
nobody
in the end.
In and out. I was boy crazy.
I know.
I didn't turn out too bad, though. I didn't turn out too bad.
You turned out just fine.
I did, because in junior high, I was on the track team.
Darcel.
I was
Darcel,
we got
the number
high,
is...
They didn't have that.
Hey, hold up, Brenda, hold up a second. Darcel, the number is 516-418-5651. Who's telling you hold up?
Yeah, that was Darcel Giles. I used to roller skate with her. She was the queen of roller skating. That was that person. I admired her growing up. You know, you always admire somebody.
Yeah.
What's the number? It's 516-418-5651.
I'm going to play another little commercial and give them a second to call in, and we'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
But go ahead and call in.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org.
Radio, y'all want me to do something, but now I'm doing it, so call me.
There she
Join
is.
The global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BUNEKE.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Hello, who's our new caller? Is this Darcel?
Yeah, I'm calling my baby girl. Hey, Brenda.
All right.
Hey, Dar. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Well, don't be proud yet. We still starting off, so it'll be all right.
Well, that's okay. You know, this girl here is something else. Mary?
Tell me about her.
Hello? Mary?
What?
She hear you.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
This this girl here, I'm telling you, she's something else. We love her to death.
I love you too.
Hey, Darcelle, I met her at a Steppers thing down here in Florida, and the minute that she popped me on the butt, we were in love.
That's beautiful.
She had this big old watermelon booty. I'm like, what the heck? She turned around and she was a white lady. I said, girl, you go home. You my sister now, girl. I told her, give me some
that's
of that tailbone.
Yeah, I think my butt's bigger than yours, honey.
Yeah, she gonna put it out there.
Well, I was one of two people dressed in black at an all-white extravaganza. So
okay.
I'm gonna stand out in the crowd anyway. And at the time, I had blue hair, so that made me stand out even more. But every single time she walked by, I was bending over. I don't know why, but I was picking up something. I was straightening the red carpet.
She saw that beef passing by, so she had that like she was tying her shoe.
There
that man said, did you see that lady's butt? And the wife hit her. The wife turned around and smacked him in the mouth. Looking at her like that, boy.
Brenda, your butt pretty big, too, now.
Oh,
not like
Miss Mary. Miss Mary got a butt like Gail Wimberly or somebody.
Lord.
Hey, let me tell you one thing, ladies. I have gotten no complaints here at home. My husband does not mind my big butt, so I am not going to complain.
Yeah, when we were younger, shoot, we used to wear like a size 0 and 1.
Oh, dear.
Now everybody got a big butt.
I think I wore a size 1 when I was about 1 year old, maybe.
When we were growing up, I think the only person that really had a butt that stood out was Kathy Floyd. Her and that watermelon booty she had. Kathy Floyd was something else. And you see Kathy, everybody tried to, and everybody wanted to be bow-legged.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We all wanted to be bow-legged. Back then, they don't even make bow-legged boys and girls no more.
I know. We had so much fun growing up, I'm telling you.
So you ladies are childhood friends?
Yeah. We go way back.
So y'all must know a lot of secrets on each other.
No, I don't know no secrets.
She had her secret crowd she ran with, and I had mine, but when we all got together, we knew each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Darcelle is a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
How much older are you from me, Darcelle?
How old are you?
I'm 63.
I'm 39.
You're 30. Oh, Lord.
That's what I tell my grandkids. They said, Nana, you said that 8 years ago.
That's what my mama used to tell me. My mother said 35 for a long time, and she just say, don't tell nobody. Look, I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
Oh, dear.
Now I understand why she used to say that.
Hey,
the year I turned
50. My grandbaby's doing the math now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they can start counting. Two when Daddy was born? When mm-hmm. I turned 50, my husband, who's younger than I am, didn't like it. He said, you're not supposed to be 50 years old. I said, well, how old am I supposed to be? He said, you need to be my age. I said, well, fine. Instead of being 50, I'll be 35 this year. So ever since then, I started doing what I call encore birthdays. Instead of being 39 and holding or forever 21, I pick a different number. Like this year, yesterday was my birthday, and I was
happy birthday, man. I forgot to tell you.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
But I decided instead of being 65, I'll just reverse the numbers, and I'll be 56 again.
Okay.
But one year I went out with some friends and we were having a great time. And they asked me, well, Mary, what birthday are you celebrating this year? And I said, you know what? I haven't had this much fun in a long time. I think I'm going to celebrate being 9 one more time. So I just pick a number.
Mm-hmm. What?
I just pick whatever number I want to pick, and that's how old I am. I have been, since I've been 50, I have been 9, 11, 35, 14. It just depends on what, you know, what I feel like that year. Some years
what
I feel
about
like
right. And what about being 69? You know, 69 was a special number.
But when I get there, I'll let you know.
All right,
that
sounds
good to me.
Don,
what about you?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
69.
Yeah,
because I don't want to
reverse
that and be 96. No,
yeah. I ain't no 69 yet, Brenda. Don't be rushing. I know. I'm just saying, you know, the number is 69 now.
She just likes that number.
Oh,
369,
yeah,
girl, I know.
Oh, no,
I know about that 69.
I had to remind her earlier today, this is on the PG show. We got to keep it clean.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, clean. Okay, we're going to have nothing but clean conversation. I didn't say nothing dirty. I said 69.
Ain't nothing
where
but
your
a number.
Mind went.
Hey, 69 is like an age. It's nothing but a number.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's what
y'all
you
catch that on the way. Catch that one on the way home.
Yeah, catch that.
Yeah, catch that on the way home.
Now, y'all went to school together. Did y'all ride the same bus together, too?
She's younger than me. She's a little younger than me.
I'm younger than Dar. Darcelle was the movie star when I was growing to school. She was the movie star. She was my idol.
I used to babysit Brenda.
Oh, okay.
No,
you were,
not really.
Yeah. Call me,
you
Rick. You can call and get on live with us.
Come on, Rick. We got room for you. 516-418-5651.
Come on and get in, Rick. You're getting ready to get married on me, so come on and get in. I want to talk anyway. Yeah, so Darcelle used to roller skate. She was a roller skating queen, and, I mean, she was one pretty chick. And I used to just love Darcelle Giles, the way she skated. And just she was always, you always have an idol. Her and Mignon was my idol growing up.
Darcelle
and Mignon Fisher. Yeah.
Because
you know, Mary,
my
in-laws are Earth, Wind, and Fire. Verdeen White, Freddie White. Ron is my kid. He's my kid's dad. He passed away in 2016. Yeah,
uh-huh.
But those are my people. You ever been to their shows?
Ron White, the guy with the... You talking about Ron White, the comedian?
No. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, my God, yes.
Those are my in-laws. Them are my in-laws.
I haven't been to one of their shows in a long time.
Well, they still doing it. 50 years and going
hey,
strong.
Hey, Sandra Avery, call me. You can call
that
me.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Darcelle, but I'll tell you one thing. It was good talking to you, and stay in contact with me now.
I will.
As soon
you know,
as
I
have my big deal, I'll make sure you get one of the
show.
Ones to get one of the first tickets for calling in.
Oh, okay, baby.
What you
all
giving
right.
tickets away for?
When I get ready to do my comedy show.
Okay. All right. I will do
so
that.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too, and I'll let somebody else have some of your time.
Girl, they ain't calling, so we'll see. If they don't, like Jesus got all my time. I don't worry about it. You know, they talk all that stuff, and then when you can say you can call me, they don't call, so I don't worry about it. I got Mary on my back,
hey, Brenda,
baby. When you got another shade on you, baby. You be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Brenda, just start singing. Jesus is on the main line.
Hey.
Tell him what you want.
Go on, girl. Sing it.
Jesus call her on the main line. Girl,
hey,
you got to
so
do
is
call. I love you, Brenda.
Okay, doll, I love you, baby. When I come home, I'll be ready to roller skate.
Okay. All right.
Darcelle, we are so glad you called in. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Mary. And I need to meet you now, Mary.
Yeah. Go on over to Be Unique Magazine and follow us over there. And you can see where we're going to be, when we're going to be doing stuff. And we're going to start doing more road trips. We're actually doing a trip to Savannah this weekend. And we're going to start branching outside of Florida.
Okay. So, all right.
Savannah's our first trip.
Okay. Come on through
the whole state.
Yeah, it's a long state.
Yeah.
Hey, Catherine, call me. Call in, Catherine, so we can talk to you. Sandra Avery, call in. Rick, y'all get the number. Lori, y'all call so you can be live with me on the thing. That way, when I get ready to get on TV, y'all be wanting some tickets and stuff. So start off with me when I'm
there. Okay, we got somebody. Who's
call
on the
me, baby. Call me. Here's my number and a dime. You can call me tonight.
Well, as soon as Brenda finishes singing, you can tell me who you called in. Who just called in?
That was Darcelle Giles calling in.
No, I know that was Darcelle. We have another caller. And you won't be quiet long enough for this caller to tell me who it is.
My name is Ricky.
Well, hello, Ricky.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Brenda, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's my name?
Ma, how you doing?
Right, okay, that sounds a lot better. This is one of mine, man. This is one of my children I raised up.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Ricky.
You as well.
I understand you're getting married soon.
Oh, yes, I am.
How
real
soon?
It's coming around the corner. About 3 weeks now.
Okay.
3 weeks. I'm gonna be there with bells on after Valentine's Day. After I collect this change, I'm gonna try to come to that wedding. I got to be at his wedding, Mom. I've got to be at his wedding, Miss Mary. Cause I've been
That's
on him
good.
For a long time, and he surprised me, and I got to be there with bells on.
But
don't
know,
shake those bells too much.
It's going to be so quick. It's going to be like a whiplash motion. It's going to be so fast. You're going to shoot right to the courthouse and be like, bam, girl, we had to do that. We ain't playing about this. But it is
going to
be
That's all right,
a
baby. Long as she got that ring, I'm good.
Hey. Oh,
as long as we can go get us a corned beef sandwich afterward, I'll be all right.
Ricky, when I got married, we went to the courthouse, and I didn't even know we were getting married that day until he pulled the rings out of his pocket. So it was talk about whiplash. It was a
cool player.
And then
right up on you like a cool player. He just hit you with the bam. Come on, let's go. You doing the other yank? He ain't playing.
That's exactly what it was. When the clerk said, you want to get married within the next 60 days before this expires, he goes, how about we try the next 60 minutes?
Oh, and, wow.
Next thing I know.
They don't even allow it. You got to wait 24 hours in the state of Illinois. They ain't going to let you make that decision. They want you to go home and think about it in Illinois. If you get your license, they say, yeah, you're going to have to wait 24 hours around here. They don't play that.
Nah, see, that was the first go-round. We had to wait 3 weeks. Got married in the church and everything and had to wait 3 weeks. It didn't work out too good, but that's all right. This go-round's been really good.
All right. I know that's right. He was preparing you for what you was getting ready for, you know, just preparing you.
That's exactly right. I call him the placeholder.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, I love you for calling in, baby. That means
are you getting
lot.
Married in the courthouse?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Brenda. You said you're getting married in the courthouse. Is that so you can save money for the honeymoon?
We've honeymooned all around the world already, but
don't
yeah,
on.
Why not?
That is awesome.
Because, you know, you know what? I'm not one of them people that feel like I'm gonna be taken advantage of because of the win. You know how people will be like, oh, it's a win tonight. Next thing you know, you're out of $20,000-$30,000 because of some dumb fairy tale idea. I ain't one of them type of people. So it's like, let's just do this quick and simple and get that out the way, and then we got that done.
You are a down to earth man.
You ain't got to do all that like that.
Well, I'm doing a little bit, but not a lot, you know. But, yeah, I am a dude, and it's like I am a practical person, you know. I ain't with everybody just ripping me off, you know. I'm not the one to spend, you know, $100,000 at no funeral. I'm not going to do that, you know, just because
Why should you spend all that money to let everybody else get drunk?
I'm doing that this way, though. That's the reception. Everybody get drunk. I ain't with that, you know.
Smart. Yeah. Very smart. Your lady is a lucky lady.
Yes, she is. Very lucky lady. They've been together for years now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was about to shoot me. I've been with this girl 20 years. I was about to get murdered if I didn't marry her.
That's right.
Yeah,
I've been on him for a long time.
20 years is long enough to hold her in check. I think you know her by now. She knows you, so it's not a question of is she going to be.
It was a matter of me getting my life together at some point. You know, I had did a bunch of other things and was running crazy. So you know, it might not have worked. If we got married then, we might have cussed each other out and divorced, you know, in 5 minutes. But now I feel we're both, you know, grown enough and stable enough that we'll be able to, you know, handle this.
Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all been together all this time. Ain't nothing going to happen, nothing like that. So we can just stop talking about that.
Happen after you've been dating 20 years, you get married 1 year and be divorced in the next year. That's how it happened. It's crazy like that. You know?
So y'all ain't going to let that happen. So, you know, we can stop with that.
Yeah, we're going. As long as one of us always has a sense of mind to bend to the will of the other one in some way.
That anyway.
So, and that's what it's about. It ain't about, you know, loving everybody every day, every moment. It's about not giving up. You know, that's what it's really about.
Where's she at now anyway?
Oh, she's in here still buying things. Hold on, let me right now.
We're gonna hang up from you because we got another call coming in. Thanks, Dad. I'm flashing. Yeah, I had to take my shirt off. I'm hot.
I see that.
Hey, baby. I just want to say I love you and congratulations to you, Mary. This is his fiance, Barb.
Congratulations, Barb.
Thank you so much.
Barb, I'm going to try to get down there, but I got to catch the mega bus, so y'all put a dollar under the rug for mama.
I've
been waiting for a long time.
Me too.
Okay, well, I love you guys. We got to keep it moving.
You guys are awesome. Congratulations on getting married.
Thank you so much, and y'all be blessed.
And I said the wedding
thing. Thank you.
Is everybody dressed like your role, Mark?
Bye, baby. Catherine Hudson can call in if you want to talk.
Okay, love you.
Lori, call in. Nicole White, call in if you want to talk to me on live on the radio. Nationwide. Mary, tell them about it.
Not only nationwide, we are global. We are heard in 13 different countries. I was telling Brenda before the show, we just picked up another country. People in France listen to us. People in the United States, of course, Canada, Brazil, the United Kingdom, which is actually England and Ireland, Scotland and Wales. People in Italy, Portugal, Cameroon, Kenya, South Africa. They are listening.
The number is right there on the screen, Catherine. Can't you see the number?
516-418-5651, Catherine.
It's right there on the screen. Call me.
Let me find it, and I'll type it to her.
It's right there on the screen.
Yeah, she's got to scroll backwards to find it, probably.
Not really. It's already on Facebook, too.
Oh, it's all over the place,
gotta,
but, you know.
Yeah, it's
she's
all
got
over.
It. She's got it now.
Yeah,
Catherine, you can probably see the number. Give us a call.
Nicole, call me.
Let's see. Oh, we're listening to, we're people in Japan and Vietnam and Australia also listen to this show. And we're heard on several different platforms. You don't have to listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. That's one place. But we're also listened to it. You can listen to it on Spotify. We're having to wait a little bit for iTunes, but we're going to be on iTunes before you know it. And just about anywhere, we're on TuneIn and Google Play, just about anywhere that they share podcasts and radio shows, we are there.
Yeah.
So we are talking with Brenda. I'm going to do another little commercial break here so that Catherine can call us at 516-418-5651. We'll be right back.
Okay. Repeat the number.
I'm inspired to give back by the many individuals who are making a difference and taking steps to make the world better. Many people are tackling problems by themselves and thinking they are all alone in their efforts to make a change. I want them to know they are not going unnoticed. The world is watching. I'm part of a team helping to project their voices on a global scale. Small charities and solo entrepreneurs are doing amazing things, but don't have the budgets to market themselves. Like many people, I once struggled in a variety of jobs I didn't care for, so I decided to find a new way to give back, to pay it forward, and to be the change. While some people my age are considering retirement, I've joined other professionals to create and manage a nonprofit organization called Peace Corps. The words that create our name tell only a small part of our giving story. We are philanthropists, educators, activists. We are compassionate, evolving, charitable, optimistic, responsible, and enthusiastic. We created Peace Corps so we can use our natural talents to help others. We work with nonprofits, individuals, and for-profit organizations that have a philanthropic outlook. Peace Corps uses several tools to give a voice to those that otherwise might not be known outside their small local circles. Be Unique magazine is released monthly and printed on demand. This digital interactive publication doubled in size within 5 months. During that same time, it attracted almost 60 volunteers from 12 countries and across the USA. These volunteers are professionals. They're performers and writers, editors, researchers, videographers, photographers, crew members, and so much more. Coffee or tea, no phones allowed. This fun show is hosted by millennials and provides insight into what they're thinking, but it's by no means intended to appeal only to that generation, as evidenced by their topic and their guests. Because our volunteers know that we are giving 100% of our beings to this organization, they are meeting us on our terms. Nobody earns anything. Yet we all work as if we are earning six-figure incomes. That is the epitome of giving. Curating the stories and creating a high-quality literary-style publication that not only highlights the good work of others, but projects positivity and inspiration gives me purpose. By giving myself to this organization, others want to give to Peace Corps. We have created a global giving circle.
Welcome back. We have a new caller. Let me see who it is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a mystery to me. Welcome. Who's on the line?
This is Catherine.
Welcome,
oh,
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
That was my grandmother's name.
Wow, this is one of my school persons and my church persons that I used to go to the first church in Evanston. I went to Springfield Baptist Church.
That's
woo!
Right. That's
very
right.
Nice.
Yeah,
Brenda,
we
you
were
look
some bad little kids, but Springfield was a thing. We used to tear that choir up.
Yes, we did.
We didn't know what we was doing. We were shouting and falling all over and tearing stuff out.
Yes, that is so true, Brenda.
It is. When the music started, the whole choir would be just shouting, and we just tear stuff up.
Having a good old time.
Hear your voice, though. It's a blessing.
Isn't she amazing?
With Dennis, what was his name?
Dennis Threats.
Dennis Threats was my boyfriend.
I remember. Do you remember the Tom Thumb wedding?
Who?
The Tom Thumb weddings that they used to do?
The Tom Thumb wedding.
Yeah, at the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. They used to do the Tom Thumb, that's what we call them, Tom Thumb wedding. We pretend to have marriages. Dennis married, I think he married Gwen Madison.
Yeah. Mary, you got any questions for me or her?
Well, I want to know why you said you were shouting when you were singing. What was that all about?
Well, was the Holy Spirit.
We were singing. We were singing and we just
we were singing and the Holy Spirit.
I understand. Now, hey, Brenda,
we
I have
kids,
to ask you.
So we were shouting. But we didn't really know what we was doing, but you know we wasn't playing. But I wasn't playing with them. We just was just acting them. The music come on, we was gone.
And just having a good old time.
Yes. It grew
so
up.
So how long have you two known each other?
Well, let's see.
Grade school?
All the way back from grammar school, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm listening to it. You know what's happening? I have my cell phone on over here, and I hear you all talking, so I'm just hearing two things at once.
Yeah, the Facebook is coming in as a delay.
Yeah, that's okay, but I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
My name is Mary Brotherton.
Nice to meet you, Miss Brotherton.
I'm the editor of
Brenda for a lot of years. I haven't seen her a lot, but I do know her.
Yeah,
excited to be able to call in because I want to give her my support. That's why I'm calling for
her
today.
You can never forget her.
I've enjoyed so far. Your radio station is very nice from what I've been listening to.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to thank you for having me.
Well, we are delighted.
I'm excited to see Brenda looking so well up close and personal. Pictures don't do that for you. So you look good. So God is good. That's all I can say.
You know, because Be Unique is the name of our nonprofit. And we are invited to go to a lot of different places to meet people and to cover events. And we met her. She came down to Florida for a Steppers extravaganza. And when she and
strippers,
I first met.
Did you say strippers, Mary? I didn't want to know how to stripper.
I said stepper.
Oh, I thought you said strippers. It sounded like you said she was a stripper.
Who's got their mind in the gutter now? She accused me of having my mind in the gutter earlier. Now she's got her down there.
Now, when you said strippers, it sounded like you said strippers.
Hey, Catherine, just pull us up out of the mud. We'll come where you are.
I'm
going to
pull you right up. It was just a misunderstanding. Thank you, Lord.
We
just
have
fun. That's all it is. It's a fun broadcast, so you got to have some humor in it. No bad mouth or nothing like that.
From the minute we met, we've had this kind of relationship. She's teased me, and I've teased her. But we met at a Florida Steppers dance extravaganza.
Okay, she can step too.
And
I know she can dance.
If her feet are as fast as her mouth, then she leaves everybody in the dust because she just. She's so quick-witted and so funny.
There is.
That you just can't help but fall in love with her.
Oh my God.
And I am just so grateful that I've been able to work in this organization that takes me to places.
She lifting you up and you lifting her up.
Yes.
That's how
yeah.
it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm really happy to see you both doing what you're doing because people need to reach out more. You know,
yes.
I mean, being across the board like that, this you don't know who's listening, but I know this will be very successful, even more successful than it has already become.
And,
just from
you
know, saying what you're doing for one another, because that's the most important thing is what you give to each other that's going to make you be more successful. So
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
glad to know that, you know, God is still moving. That's all I can
yes,
say.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I had put this on my vision board. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I made a vision board.
Girl, hush your mouth. That's what Gwen Madison just said the other day about the vision board. And it's moving forward. I wish I could get to some of your comedy shows and a whole lot more. But, you know, God is good. I'm able to follow you through Facebook. That was a blessing of having it. So
yeah.
I'm glad you all reaching out. Just keep doing what you're doing. I won't keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I brought my vision board down here, and I'm not finishing. I'm going to finish it tonight or tomorrow before I go head back home. But, it's you know, it's the vision on here, and it's my comedian stuff is on here. And like
I know it
telling,
is. You always made me laugh. I don't care what you say, girl. You always had me cracking up, whether you remember
yes.
it or not. I don't care. But you was always the funniest person to be around. And a lot of fun in church, wherever I ran into you, it was always the same. That's why I always love you the way I do. And that's just
and you
it.
Know what
I don't know what else to tell you. I ain't seen you in years, but that's how much of an impact you was in my life at that time. So
that
there it
a
is.
Lot.
That means a lot to me. People don't know that, but it means a lot to me. So God bless
you, know
you
what?
Both. Yes,
well,
I'm listening.
Thank you, Catherine. But before you hang up, I want to tell you that you just inspired
okay.
something.
Mm.
Because I want to offer Brenda the opportunity to do her comedy show at least once a month or once every other month on this channel right here.
That would be great.
We go
wow.
to right now, and we've
uh-huh.
had this channel. We've had this channel about 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and we are already being listened to in 13 different countries.
Oh, what a blessing. Yes.
I want you to come on this show. We can work out after the show's over. You know, we'll get together another time, and we'll work out a schedule. I want you to have at least one night a month. And if you want more than that, I can give you more than that. But I want at least one night
thank
a
you,
month
Lord.
For you to do your comedy on this show. No, you know, I'll take off the chains, no holes barred. You can, you know, if you want to do PG or R-rated, I can set the scale to that.
I won't be R-rated. I'm not going to do it. I do clean comedy because I don't want to do R-rated. I tell you, I have to go in the hood to do that one there.
I got
some R-rated jokes, but I have to go.
Well, I know you are Mama Holy Bell now, not Mama Hobell.
I love it. Keep the love flowing, ladies. Keep it flowing. That's all we have.
Oh, Holy Bell.
And you're gonna do your comedy show here, and we're gonna put you out into the world.
Amen. She deserves it. She
can't
deserves
do nothing but a holy comedian show.
Mm,
you know
she deserves it.
Devil ain't got nothing to do with this. Coming to light. God's got all the stuff coming to light.
You can either do a complete hour of stand-up, you can do a half hour, or you can do a stand-up with me as your straight guy. Whatever you want, we will make it work.
Yeah, we're going to make it work.
I'm telling you, when Catherine was talking, the spirit came over me and just planted that into my head. And I knew that had to go that way. So we're
going
to make your vision come true, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. It's
I
coming.
Appreciate.
It's coming. It's your time.
You've been working
real hard. You're a good daughter. You're a good mother. You deserve it, honey. Good grandmother, come on. Ooh, I love it.
You got to have the vision. You got to have the faith.
That's
you got
it.
To have the hope. and you got to believe in your dream.
Got to believe.
And it's been a long time coming.
Without belief.
But let me tell you this. I go to karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chicago, I did pantomimes for over 20 years. When I finally became famous with doing that, started winning, because at first I wasn't winning. I wasn't winning, but I didn't give up. So now, instead of going to karaoke, hell, I can't read that stuff on the screen. I'm not a good reader like that.
I can't see it either.
I can't read it. I mean, if I don't know the song by my brain, and I, don't give me that screen and let me read it. Because my reading ain't that. You know, I can read, but I'm not a reader. But, so instead of going to karaoke,
uh-huh.
I got to start going more to the open mics. Open mic.
Okay.
Open mic. The
okay.
more I go to the open mic, the better I get.
Mm.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been going to open mics. Open mic.
Good,
open
beautiful
mic.
Girl.
They be up there singing. Hell, I can't sing. Y'all know I'm a lip sing. I'm a pantomime artist. I was telling Casper that. I'm a pantomime artist. I'm getting ready to come to Chicago and be on one of his shows and get that money.
Well, we have an open mic night once a month, but I'm willing. You can either come on our open mic night or you can have your own show.
I'd rather have my own show.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
This is love. Go ahead, girl. Well, can I
and
just say
so
one thing
is.
Before I hang up, ladies?
What
can
darling?
I say one thing before I hang up?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk the bright morning, noonday, and night. He'll be there, he'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God, he'll never fail.
All right.
Catherine, we need to have
Catherine.
You get your own show and do some gospel for us.
I love you,
Holy
buddy.
Moly, your
Thank
voice
you.
Is...
That's our singer. Her mother is a preacher. Yes.
I'm not kidding you. You have a glorious voice. And if you ever want to come back on my show and do some gospel, you are more than welcome.
Hallelujah.
I love you both. I love you both, and I ain't even met
you.
But I love you just as much as Brenda.
God bless Catherine, you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you her number and her link so you can hook up with her, and she might, because she's going to have you singing, too. You're going to be singing, hallelujah.
Catherine,
all right,
you
now,
are
y'all. Have a blessed, beautiful night, okay?
Yes,
okay,
darling.
I love you.
Good
Thank
night.
You for calling in.
Okay, I enjoyed every bit of it. And there was nobody but the Lord that did it. You got to give them credit.
Amen.
Thank you, baby.
Amen.
Okay, y'all.
That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Catherine. Holy
moly. Sabrina, call in. Sabrina Jackson, call in.
All right, Sabrina Jackson, we're going to run this show on longer than an hour if you want to call in. 516-418.
Eddie, hey, Eddie, call me, baby. Here's my number and a dime. You can call me anytime.
516-418-5651. Anybody wants to call in? This is going to be Brenda's open mic night. Y'all call, we'll listen. We just have had some great guests tonight. Brenda, I can't wait until you have your own show.
I can't either. Yeah, my mother's going to say hello. Come say hello, Mama.
Oh, hello, Mama.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just love your daughter.
Well, thank you.
You
I love
have
her
raised.
Too.
You, yeah, I hope so. You have raised a wonderful, wonderful human being. Probably
well,
more than one, but at least one.
Much.
You are welcome. I'm so glad to have her here tonight. We're going to give her her own show on our
all
channel.
Right.
Well, you know what? This is where I got it from. All my comedians come from my mama and my daddy. She is a comedian, too, because she say something and she's a whistler.
Amen.
A whistler. My daddy was a whistler. Oh, wow.
She's a Whistler. Man, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to tell you, my mother had a lady at the house when we were young, and my brother wanted some, she wanted some cold water. So my brother said, you know, we wasn't listening. He said, I'll get the water. So mommy said, okay, go get the water. So he kept, the lady kept coming back and forth for the water. So when the lady left, my mother said, Michael, what are you getting this water? He go get me some of that water. So he brought all of us some water. We wasn't thinking. So my mother said, some cold water. My mother said, where'd you get this water from? And my little brother said, well, toilet water, mama. It's toilet water. He knocked that glass out of his hand, and we ain't drink no more toilet water, but that was some good old toilet water right there, because he was sure that he stuttered a lot. And he used to say, this toilet water, mama. He said, you was giving that lady toilet water? Yeah, she thought it was good, too, didn't she, mama?
Hey, when you're thirsty, anything will work.
She said, well, where are you getting all this cold water? Because he got us some, and we was drinking it. And then when he told her, we turned it around.
I was looking through the comments on your live feed, and Ricky suggested that we repeat the phone number for people so they can write it down. So anybody who wants to call in, it is 516-418-5651. We would love to have you. We have extended the show beyond an hour, so if anybody wants to call and talk to Brenda, please call and congratulate her because she is getting her own channel, on her own show on our channel. We're going to give her a spot that suits her, and she's going to start doing comedy on Be Unique Unscripted. Our number is 516.
Oh, wow. Isn't that beautiful?
418-5651. I know, I think Sabrina might give us a call. You want to call and talk to your auntie, Sabrina? The number is 516-418-5651. We have had, I can't believe Catherine. I just love her spirit. She is so beautiful.
And she really sings, too. She's her mom is a preacher. And her mom raised us, too. See, when we were growing up, all the mothers raised all the kids.
Of course.
You know, they all raised us. We grew up in Evanston,
we were
white and black. And we didn't have, Evanston wasn't prejudiced at all. The 4th of July.
We didn't know nothing about prejudice.
We didn't know nothing about prejudice. My mother worked at Northwestern.
I didn't know there was. The only thing different between us and anybody else was hair color. Most everybody in my family was blonde or redhead. And I had one brother and one sister who had brown hair. So that was all my parents taught us, was some people have brown hair, brown eyes. Some people have black hair and brown eyes. Some people have blue hair or green hair, whatever. Well, no way, I couldn't have that back when I was growing up. That was me today. But no, people, color does not mean anything. As far as skin
no,
goes.
No, color doesn't mean nothing. And see, at the 4th of July, we used to all meet up on Simpson. And right now, today, when I went home this summer, they still the same way. It's white and black at the parade. And then we all go down to the beach and watch the fireworks together. And we
as
just
it should be.
I wasn't brought up like that. I was brought up around mixed people. And we, you know. I went to school with black and white and everybody, Mexicans, everybody. So to come to Georgia to see the diversity in the black and white people and the different shades of people that's, you know, that's different, it took me for a loop for a minute. You know, some things you say and some things you can't say down here because they would lock you up for a little bit of nothing and throw away the key. You know, it's sad, but, you know, it's just the way it is. And the world nowadays is crazy.
And that's why we need people like you, because you make us laugh and you make us feel good about ourselves.
I'm more of a Carol Burnett comedian, a Lucia Ball comedian, Art Carney, I grew up with them on watching them on TV. Dick Van Dyke, I love Dick. I love Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke come in the room and he flip over that chair. I love Dick Van Dyke.
We were
and I like
reviewing.
Dick and Jane.
Yep, see Dick Run. See Jane Run.
Yeah. What'd you say?
We, Dick Run, Jane Run? No, see, back, you know, Dick and Jane, those were the books when we were growing up. See Dick Run.
Oh,
see
yeah.
See Jane.
Everything was
see
about
Jane
Dick
Run. See, there
yeah,
you go.
That's
again.
Crazy. Dick and Jane, you're right.
You just bring out the worst in me. I'm telling you.
No, but
y'all
we're talking about a book. We're not talking about,
Jesus.
You know, we're talking about
somebody
Dick and Jane.
Somebody bring Jesus into this. 516-418-5651. Call us and straighten
Jesus,
us out.
Jesus, I grew up on that book.
If Brenda and I are left alone, we're going to get into trouble. So somebody needs
to
call
in. No, we're
not.
We're not going to get in trouble. Because this is a clean comedy show. This is a broadcast with clean and mercy heart. Help
that's
mercy
what
heart.
Makes it funny. You were talking about comedians. Be Unique did created a documentary called Forgotten Enchantress. It's about a home that's 123 years old, and it's about, you know, if they don't have enough money to buy it and recover it, then it's going to get sold and torn down. So we've been trying to help this organization raise money by showing this film. And we were at this real cool little theater called Brevard Cinema House. And
wow.
We had three shows. One was at 2 o'clock, one was at 4 o'clock, and one was at 7. Well, between the 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, we all decided we were going to stop and eat. And they have food in this little theater, too. I mean, this gourmet food like Caesar salad and chicken piccata and all kinds of wild stuff. But we were sitting in the theater, inside the theater in like these little mini couches and just enjoying our meal. And then all of a sudden, the guy who owns the theater turned on Buster Keaton. And it was a silent film. It was silent. There were no words. There was music, but there were no words. And the only words for like when they were speaking were written at the bottom of the screen. I cannot tell you the last time I laughed that hard until tonight. You've made me laugh. But really and truly, I laughed and I laughed until my ribs hurt from watching Buster Keaton. And that's like Dick Van Dyke, you know, very slapstick comedy, falling down and tripping over stuff and having happy accidents kind of thing.
Yeah. And you know what I liked it about? Art Carney.
Art
the honeymoon.
Carney was
oh, Alice.
Honeymoon.
Oh, boom.
I'm going to take you to the moon one of these days, to the moon.
And you can't forget about Red Fox. Now, that was one of mine, too. That Red Fox was
Sanford
mine, too.
Sanford and Son?
Yeah, Sanford and Son. Yeah.
I liked his stand-up comedy too.
Yeah, and I like did you see what's his name? They had a documentary on him. They had a documentary on Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Yes.
And see, I was lip singing at that time. I was pantomiming when they had a few comedians do that. And Moms Mabley is good.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh look, my mother got a she's got the Red Fox album. Yeah. The Red Fox
if anybody wants to call and talk to Brenda, the number is 516-418-5651. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
look at that.
Richard Pryor.
That's
Richard
wow.
Pryor.
You, I'm no, that's Red Fox there.
Now this is Richard Pryor.
What does that
this
say on the
Red
bottom?
Fox. This is Red
that's
Fox
Richard
here.
That's Richard Pryor there. Okay, I think I'm looking at one and you're looking at the other one.
Yeah, okay. Right now this is Red Fox here. He's young.
Yes.
That's when he was young.
He didn't have that as much hair. He didn't have the mustache. Dolomite. You know, what was I gonna
I might just take these and get put them on a CD.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I can re-script them, you know what I'm saying? Put them in my own words.
I love how you're doing this live on Facebook because it brings in more people. I mean, look at all the people that have called in tonight.
Yeah,
Well, you know what? When you start doing your comedy, you might not want them to call in, but
right.
We'll have to do it again. Maybe we'll do one more show like this where we have the callers and promote it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And to get everybody hyped up.
I thought maybe my daughter was going to call in, but she ain't call in, so I'm not going to worry about it. But anyway, Mary, we've done it. I don't have to worry about it. As long as I know I got God on my side, I'm good. He's
you
opened
do.
Doors, and that's all that matters. I can't worry about
yes,
the player
ma'am.
Haters and the haters that you know, laugh in your face, and it's a lot of them watching it right now, but they won't call, but that's okay.
Who was the one that did Tramp?
I don't know, Mom.
Tramp? Oh, are you talking about Charlie Chaplin?
No,
the
Jimmy
Tramp?
Choo. Yeah.
Jimmy
did.
Choo. Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy, what did I say, Jimmy Choo, Mom? Mm-hmm. I got you. I feel good. That's the one that say, take the muzzle off that gorilla and kiss me. You remember that one, take the muzzle off? I can't really say it, but he take the muzzle off, let me kiss him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he take the muzzle off of him.
Girl,
but, I'm good,
too
baby. I'm good. It's a lot of people that's watching it, but they won't call in. But that's okay.
That's all right. And you know what? Some people don't call in because they don't know what to say. And it's fine. It's fine to say, hello, Brenda. I'm happy that you're on the show. I'd love to, you know, I'm here to give you support. They might think they're supposed to ask you questions. They don't have to. But, you know, they'll go back and listen to the show later. And they'll see how we talk with Ricky and how we talk with Catherine and we talk with Darcell. And I apologize, but I had forgotten Ricky's fiance's name.
Barb.
I should remember that. That's my mother-in-law's name. But I've had fun. Have you had a good time tonight?
Yes, I have.
I've loved. I've enjoyed meeting your friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mary. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mary. Birthday. Happy birthday,
woo-hoo!
My big boom, 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 shakalaka.
Darling, thank you. Thank you. You know what? I'm kind of glad God gave me a big booty because if he hadn't, you might have just walked right on by me and never said a word to me.
I probably would have, but Mary, the way you was bent over like that, you had the officer was talking about, stand back, I'm watching this, stand back.
No, he didn't.
Did that police officer? The kitty guys said, stand back. I got this. I'm watching this. Don't touch. Don't move it.
Don't interrupt her.
Don't interrupt her. Let her bend on over and tie her shoe. And every time I came over there, you was bent all over. I said, Mary.
We did have fun that night, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I would like to see the interview you interviewed me that night.
It should be on our YouTube channel, but I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that. If you don't find it, that means Jennifer has not gotten around to editing it yet. Because let me tell you what, she had, there were a lot of little interviews that she did. And then we got, right after doing that, we got really busy creating this documentary for this old house. I mean, it was built down here, and it was built in Florida. It's an 1896. It was built, and people from New York came down here because of the wife's health, and they established this big Victorian two-story house, which was unheard of during the time people were building shotgun houses. And he was an affluent man, and she was like a socialite woman. They were very well off. So they basically helped make the city of Melbourne what it is today. They gave away land, and they helped build the first high school. They helped build the first public library, and I think they built an auditorium. They did a lot for the community. And right now, their house.
I got a couple of people came in, so y'all better call because we're gonna cut it in a minute. Diane Boozer, you can call me. Jeffrey, you can call me. Brenda Bell, you can call me. And Darcell, you'll be the first one to get one of them tickets to my live show. Catherine, I got you. I talked to you. And Rick and Bob, y'all gonna get tickets. So when we go to Hollywood, get ready. Y'all are the first. We had a thing. I said the first five callers will get free tickets whenever I do get ready to hit the stage. So you all got the first ticket. Darcell, Catherine, and Rick and Barb. That's who I talked to tonight. And everybody else, I love you, but you got to show the love to get some love. You know what I'm saying? What we got to say about that, Mary?
That's right. Got to get
That's right.
To get it. But if any of the new people want to call, if any of the newcomers want to call, the number is 516-418-5651. Join the party. We are laughing, and we're talking about funerals and food and church and singing and roller skating and getting married in the courthouse and being sensible and responsible and big booties and all kinds of fun stuff. So give us a call.
And you know what else I would like to say too, though, Mary?
What's that?
In this part, I go live on my Facebook and family, but I do want to say to my condolences to the Kobe family and to all the seven people that passed away.
Everybody on that helicopter.
My thing with that is they're all talking about Kobe, which I love him. But we can't forget the other seven that was on the plane, neither, on the helicopter.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
there were other people.
They bleed just like Kobe bleed. I mean, my heart goes out to the other seven that they really haven't made a big deal about. You know, and
because nobody knows Mr. Jones and Mr. Brown and Mrs. So-and-so because they're not celebrities.
And I want to know about their lives, too. I know Kobe was a star. But, you know, they were on the plane with them, so let's find out about them. They were children, too. It was two more little girls on the helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I just say, y'all, do the prayers out to the other families, too. You know, because when Kobe went down, they went down with him.
Yep.
And somebody is missing a mother and a father. So just a lot of prayers going out to L.A. right now. Because that was a hard pill for everybody to swallow.
It was very difficult for all of us.
Yes, it was.
So we're gonna be on the air another 5 minutes unless somebody calls in and convinces us to stay longer.
Five more minutes. We gotta go, but five more minutes. Hello, Mr. Easton. How are you? You can call me. We got 5 minutes, you guys. Five more minutes.
418-5651. An onion.
I got I got an onion right here. You will get this onion. I will slice it up for you to cry for me, because you know you slice this onion, you're going to cry.
Girl,
ooh,
you are
la,
too...
la, the onion smells good.
You are too much.
You can
much.
Either have an onion or you can get my apple.
516-418-5651. It's a free call
and
from
hello,
your cell phone.
Hello all over the world who's watching all over the world. Hello.
Yeah, we have people in London, people in Ireland, people in France. We have people all over the United States listening tonight.
If
so
you're in London, here in London, Margaret wants to talk, and she is looking for Miriam. What's the lady's name? Margaret and Melissa. Margaret. Yes, Margaret. I sold my car the other day. Margaret and Francine. Yes. What they say from Italy. I can be from Italy too. Mildred, that's her name. Mildred and Margaret run together.
Well, do Mildred and Margaret have tea, or are they drinking something stronger tonight?
They're drinking something stronger tonight. They're not having tea.
Ooh.
They're drinking coffee. Medicine tonight.
Medicine. Call Brenda at 516-418-5651. You don't have to do anything but call and say, hey, girl, and then hang up.
That's it. It's not going to cost you anything.
It doesn't cost anything to call in, and you get your voice heard in 13 different countries. And growing. We are growing. We've been on this channel for about a month and a half, about 6 weeks, and we're already being heard in 13 different countries around the world.
Yes.
We're heard in...
I'd like to say hello to Mr. Lavelle. I thought maybe he would have called in. Mr. Lavelle, he's an entrepreneur on the Facebook Live. He wishes everybody happy birthday, and I'd like to give him a shout-out. Hello, Mr. Lavelle.
Hello, Mr. Lavelle.
Hello, Mr. Lavelle Morris.
Give us a call, Mr. Lavelle, at 516-418-5651, and we will talk to you.
Yes.
We've got about 4 minutes left.
If
nobody
left.
Calls in the next 4 minutes, Gabby and I are saying goodnight. Gabby.
Martha, Wanda, come on now. But that's all right. George.
Call in. And call you know what?
In.
If they don't want to call, that's all right, because we're having a grand time. I'm telling you, I was so inspired when Catherine was talking. When she started singing, that was it. But when she was just talking, I was so inspired that I knew that I had to offer you that option. So once we work out all the details, Brenda is going to have her own comedy show right here on this channel. So you'll get to hear her. You'll get to laugh with her. And if you're like me, you'll probably end up crying because she makes me laugh so hard that my ribs hurt and tears come out of my eyes.
Well, your ribs hurt as long as you tinkle a little bit.
I do that before the show because I'm very careful.
You
got to
put a depend on when you start that, Mary. Hey, Lonnie, you can call in. We got 3 minutes. You better call me right quick. Here's my number and a 916-418-5651. Call me Lonnie Wilson.
Come on, Lonnie, give us a call. 516-418-5651.
We need one more caller, y'all. One more caller to come in to end the night. Come on, one more caller.
Who wants to help us roll out this show before it's over?
One more caller we need for y'all.
2.5 minutes left. And after
two minutes
that,
left. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kathy Agnew, call me. 2 minutes.
Come
two
on,
minutes,
Kathy.
I got 2 minutes left. Somebody call me.
516-418-5651.
If you want to call back, call us back, and we'll end with y'all. Hey, come on. Let's do it. We got two more minutes.
I can't promise to sing like Catherine, but I can certainly rock on out of this show in style if I have enough backup.
Hallelujah.
Aretha used to be my jam back in the day when I was, we were talking about not doing karaoke when I got my divorce. My divorce was a weird one, but aren't they all? But when I'd go every Thursday night to karaoke, and I would, oh my God, I had so many different men won't take me home.
What song did you
sing? Chain.
Chain of fools.
My final years. I was your fool.
You
I found out I was just a link on your chain. And see, it wasn't even that I sang, because I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if Ricky and Barb were helping me.
But listen, back then, karaoke wasn't the same. Karaoke was for singers that couldn't sing. Now the karaoke sings are they can sing, because karaoke is really for people that can't sing that's playing along with the thing. But nowadays, the people that sing get up there and do it. I can't read them words.
But see, back then, I didn't. I sang because I needed to sing. But it wasn't my singing that had the men climbing up the walls to take me home.
It was
my Marilyn Monroe dress and my big booty. That's all it was. I had this red dress.
I do like Joe Tex say. I always had skinny legs. And Joe Tex said, who takes a lady with skinny legs? He said, I don't want her. Maceo said, come on, I'll take her. Ray Charles, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Hit the road, Jack. That's what we should do right now. Hit the road, because nobody's called in, and we're down to about 30
seconds. Okay, yeah, we
gotta go. We've been holding this show up for a while.
Don't take any more calls.
Our calling time is over, but we have had a blast. I have had a blast anyway.
Goodbye, America. Bye, my friends.
Bye, my darling. You and I will connect next week, and we will set up your show. And
okay.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. So I'm happy.
I'm glad.
I love you. And I got your name wrote down. You're going to be on that list. So when we get these tickets, even if you got to come to Atlanta, we'll put you on the mega bus of roller skate. Hell, you can roller skate here. Hell, shit, we get you on now. I can say shit now. Hell, I ain't lying. It ain't on the radio now. We off, ain't we?
No, we're not off yet.
Oh, we're not off yet. Oops. Forgive us. Well, anyway, it is what it is. It was a good, clean show. So.
Delightful, funny show, and I'm going to tell you goodbye, and I'm going to press a little button that plays my outro music and my little goodbye from the people that made my little commercial, and then you and I will talk one day next week, whenever it's convenient for you. Let me grab my calendar before I do that, because I got to make sure that I'm not swamped.
Okay, let me I'm gonna say goodbye to my Facebook fan. Okay, my baby.
Say goodbye to your family.
I love you all. Thank you all that tuned in. I really appreciate you all watching me. And it's going to get better. You know, it's going to get better. So long as I keep God first and hang in there, it's going to get better. So look for me. I'll be having my own comedian show coming up. That way I'll get to meet me some Tyler Perry. And some Ricky Smiley, and so on, so on. Darcell, I love you, baby. And when I get on my skates on Sunday, I feel like you, Darcell. I skate, baby. You'd be so proud of your sister. I got my groove back. So I got to go, because I know I've been on this a long time. I'm going to play it for about an hour, then I will delete it. You know what I'm saying? For those that you know what I'm talking about. So love you, babies. It will be deleted. in about an hour. If you don't see it when we did it, you don't need to see it.
Bye-bye. That's right. But you'll be able to listen to the live show later.
You'll be able to listen to the All live right. show later.
Good night, my darling, and we will talk
Baby,
next week.
Baby, I love you, Mary, and happy birthday.
Thank you. You made it perfect. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.